Louis Bell joins us after the 2-0 defeat to Alton. Louis, 3G pitch. What did you make of the pitch, first of all, tonight?
Nothing wrong with the pitch, Lee. It's just the way we set ourselves up and play football again. I was expecting a tough game tonight from Morton. I know they work hard. We shot ourselves in the foot. We're 10 men again. James Patton sent off, I think, about 15 minutes. Referees give it as the last man challenge. Not debatable. So, again, we're having an uphill fight. First half, not really much in it. Had to make the change tonight, obviously, with Danny Alden out with his broken nose. That unsettled us a little bit. Jamie Musselworth, I think, unsettled us a little bit. He's obviously pending suspension. As always, the lads have battled. I can't ask no more from that. James Patton's come in tonight and he's disappointed. I think he was a bit behind the speed of the game. Got caught for the goal, or caught for the ball over the top. He made the foul and he's walked.
What was your view on the red card? For me, I was sat in the stand behind and I was trying to think, as the laws changed, could the referee have done anything different? I don't know. I'm trying to be honest.
Well, the referee will say that that's the laws, so I can't argue with that. You know, I can't. What frustrates me the most, there's a few little naughty challenges out there and it doesn't get picked up, and we seem to make a 50-50 challenge, and then he wants to book us, so we just got to get on with it.
What did you make of a challenge on the Baffin's number 3? There was a high arm that had gone in, and I thought the guy was unconscious.
Well, it's the same thing again. You know, the Tyler Yates is probably one of the toughest kids I know. You know, he chucked a concrete block out and he led it. So for him to be like that, or to come off dizzy, or, you know, the guy smashed him, to be fair.
It makes a change, actually, that we're not talking about Ryan Pennery for a change.
No, Ryan's still lively tonight. We've had a couple of chances. I think Sides are getting, Sides will play 3 against him, which they've done tonight. I don't think we've played the right type of football for Ryan tonight. It wasn't until George Thomas come on for the midfield and started playing them sort of them balls that, you know, I know George can play. I think he made a difference. And for 15, 20 minutes, especially in the second half, I thought we were going to get back into it. We had a couple of chances there. But, you know, it was too much in the end, Lee.
Tony Miles certainly kept the score down to 2, conceded right at the depth, of course, but I thought Tony's put in a possible man in the match performance tonight.
Yeah, we went 3 at the back in the end and 3 up top just to try and see if we can salvage something. And the lads got caught at the back, so last minute. But Tony's been magnificent. We're going to miss him next Saturday. He's away for a couple of weeks. I think he misses the next 3 games. So we've got a goalkeeping issue there. So hopefully Dean Harris can come in. We've got the young goalkeeper as well. So we've got to go back to the training ground and get back to work again early, late.
Louis, Baffin's Milton Rovers do come back down to earth after some really good opening performances. First loss, do you personally feel that maybe it's a good idea to get the loss early doors out of the way?
I think losing is, you know, it's all part of football. I think the way you now conduct yourself in the next game, You go again. I thought the young kid Callum Dart come on tonight was terrific. Another one of our sort of young kids coming through. I thought Ollie Watts was man of the match tonight myself, between him and Tony Mel. But I thought Ollie was excellent tonight, and his decisions, when to play, where to play, his tackling I thought was spot on tonight. So I'll give it to Ollie Watts tonight, and he's been fantastic so far this season, and long may it continue.
Saves me picking it. I do want to ask one final question, Louis. That's we move on to Saturday, Andover New Street at the Kendall Stadium. Going to be hot, going to be sticky. It's not going to be an easy test.
No, the pitch is going to be quite hard, I think. You know, we've been over the ground tonight and desperate for some water, and it's not going to come. So that's going to be bumping, bouncing. Sides have come to us now. I think we learned the respect. The manager said, no, they've just beaten a very, very good side, and that was with 10 men. So all fair play to Orton tonight. I thought they worked really hard, but we're going to come to grounds, or we're going to go to games now, and everyone sort of, we're a scalp, you know, even though we've just come up. To beat Baffins now is, you know, is a massive result for them. You can see the way they celebrated after the game. And fair play to them. You know, they've worked hard tonight.
I'm not going to mention the celebration at the end, Louis. Thank you so much for joining us. See you Saturday.
Cheers, Lee. Thank you.
Thanks.